Joining me on the line is Chris Dricky, Kevin Larkin, and David Reinhardt, all from the Chimney Choir. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
So I want to talk about your music in just a few minutes, but first, let's talk a little bit about who you are. How would you describe yourselves as a group?
We have, that question has been a point of contention. We're trying to figure it out because the group started off as a folk project. So we started off doing, David and I met doing Irish music. This is Kevin speaking.
Okay.
And we started off with just acoustic instruments, and the project has morphed over the last 7 years into a much more, I guess, electronic folk sound. So lately we've been calling it electro-collage folk.
Chris, when did you jump into the group?
I jumped in right as it started. So David and Kevin both had solo projects, and I was singing some songs with David at the time in Denver, and the two of them were going to go on tour together, and I just kind of jumped on the tour at the last minute. And then once the three of us were together, then it started to become clear that we were a synergistic trio. So that was in December of 2010.
And Chris, you play the synthesizer and the drums, and you also sing. How did that change? What was it like changing that from the previous music that Kevin and David were performing?
You know, the synth and the drums have been a pretty recent addition. So when I first started playing with them, I would do three-part harmonies, like the third part, and occasionally play tambourine, and that was about my max. And then slowly, we've been together about 7 years now, and slowly we've added in the violin and synthesizer and drums. And so we've been just sort of going in this more and more full sounding thing, straying away from the folk sound more and more, I would say.
Let's go ahead and play some of that music real quick. I want to sample one of the songs you're planning on playing tomorrow at the Sunflower. This is called Center of Gravity. That's off your Dream album. Can you guys talk about this song?
This song was initially written at a retreat center down in Black Forest, Colorado, right near Colorado Springs. I went there on a solo retreat to spend some time in the writing zone. And at the time, we knew that we were going to make an album, and we were looking for the right place to do it. And as soon as I stepped foot on this retreat center, it's called Colorado Spirit Retreats, I had a whole speech planned to my bandmates about how perfect this place was, and we wound up recording the entire Dream album there and spending a few retreats there over the course of probably 2 years putting together this album. So it was a really, really fortuitous moment.
What do those retreats do for your artistic process?
The retreats are a way that we can disappear from our normal realities and fully submerge ourselves into the musical reality, which actually right after our show at the Sunflower, we're about to do for another project. So we just, you know how every morning you wake up and you drink coffee and go to work and take your lunch breaks? When we have extended periods of time like that, we can set up kind of a whole creative process that we go through. And so in the cabin, I think we were there for probably over a total of 2 or 3 weeks throughout the year. And, we just kind of set ourselves up to be as most creative as possible. And so oftentimes we'll start like writing in the morning and composing in the afternoon. You know, it could be a simple arc like that, but it's really just a way to focus completely and solely on the project at hand.
What do you think the most important elements of creativity are?
Being open to kind of creating a dialogue with letting your mind be open enough to let things come in, but not wanting to control them too much. Letting things that come up take a direction of their own. Always being fairly open to randomness. We subject ourselves to randomness and chance a lot in our creative process to kind of like work with a higher voice, I guess you could say. Yeah. One of the things we did for the Dream album was we had lots of pieces of songs written, and you know, some of them would have different kinds of percussive patterns or textures or even instrumental melodic lines. And we had all these pieces of things, and we laid them all out in front of us, and we would mix and match different song ideas together to create the forms that you hear on the album.
Can you guys talk a little bit about the show you have planned for tomorrow at the Sunflower Theater?
Yeah, tomorrow we are going to be a trio, which we're really excited about. And we have, there's a lot of electronic elements in the show, and there's still a lot of kind of more acoustic folk-based elements. Like we always have, well, a lot of harmony singing. We always have a lot of like three-part harmonies, and we like sort of complex harmonies, maybe moving in unexpected ways. And we like to mix the acoustic sounds with the electronic sounds. And a lot of times we often like to blend forms of songs together. So we'll start with one idea, and maybe we'll cycle through several song ideas and make create kind of a continuous dreamy sequence of moving through songs.
Wow. Can you describe the effect your music may have on audiences?
We love it to be a journey. We love it to feel, to have an arc and to feel like a journey when all is said and done. And we also love to have an element of the unexpected in a show, and to have the audience feel like, well, they don't know what's going to happen next.
That's David Reinhart, Kevin Larkin, and Chris Dricky, all of the Chimney Choir. They'll be performing tomorrow at the Sunflower Theater at 7 p.m., as well as tonight in Durango as part of the I Am Music Festival. Thank you guys so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
The cycle of doubt in